Ruth, can you tell me, first of all, what is the Alberta Biomaterials Development Centre?
The Alberta Biomaterials Development Centre is a cross-ministry program that works to support the development of biomaterial products that utilize agriculture or forestry feedstocks. So what we do is we offer services that fall into three broad categories. We offer information services, so information about the market, guidance in terms of finding funding, information about different producers or forestry companies located in Alberta. We also provide business services, so project coordination, facilitation, project management to help companies and guide them through developing bioproducts in the province. And then we also offer technology and commercialization services through our partners, Alberta Agriculture and Rural Development and Alberta Innovates Technology Futures.
And where's the center located?
The center, it's a virtual center, so we're not actually physically located anywhere. We have colleagues that work throughout the province to meet with companies in a variety of geographic locations. So we really operate online through our website and then through our networks.
Now, you've got a really great seminar coming up. It's called What's Next in Green Building. What are you going to be looking at?
What we're looking at this seminar is creating access for green building bioproducts that utilize agriculture or forestry fibers and how the market is changing in terms of developments to LEED version 4, which really set the industry tone for green building. So what we want to learn is how the materials component of LEED version 4 can grow and how the non-toxic ingredients for different bioproducts that facilitate development of the green building industry.
Where is LEED at and what does that actually mean or stand for?
So LEED stands for Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. And what we're seeing in LEED version 4 is the expansion of the requirement for materials that are non-toxic and healthy.
So when you say LEED 4, what does that mean?
Well, there's various versions of LEED. So this is building on the previous LEED version. So essentially, if someone is going to build a building and they want to go for LEED certification, which helps them be recognized as being a leader in energy and environmental design for their building, they would have to meet certain credentials.
With your seminar, how is it that you're going to address this question of what's next in green building?
Well, what we've done at the seminar is we're bringing in different experts. We're going to be hearing from the executive director for the Alberta chapter of the Canadian Green Building Association on certification systems and standards. We're also going to get the opportunity to hear from Alberta Infrastructure and what they look for when they're sourcing materials for buildings in the province. Then we're going to get to hear from a material manufacturer that focuses on utilizing innovative materials. So they're going to be talking about how they brought their mushroom building material to the market and some of the challenges with that and opportunities. We're also going to be hearing from industry experts about LEED version 4 and what that could mean and the life cycle assessments for green buildings and the development of life cycle assessments.
Now, the business of mushroom building material, that sounds really intriguing.
I can tell you that what they're doing is they've created a product using mushrooms for packaging, and that product can also be used as insulation in building materials. And part of their product does utilize other agricultural materials to make that green building product.
And is that something coming out of Alberta?
Nope, that's out of the United States, but there is a little bit of interest in Alberta.
And what about biomaterials that are being looked at in Alberta in terms of developing new businesses?
So in Alberta, we work with a number of different companies that are utilizing agriculture and forestry products. So we do have some companies that are accessing part of that market or developing new products for that market right now. One company that I can speak of is located in Edmonton. They're called TTS, and they have a number of different products on the market for the green building industry. They are developing these products to commercialize them in Alberta and utilizing fibers from the province.
What chance is there for companies that are interested in following on the green building and the biomaterials? Is this something that's really pushing ahead economically, or is it one of those things that's just kind of growing, instead of by leaps and bounds, but, you know, a little step here, a little step there?
I would say there seems to be more momentum around the industry right now. Part of that is because of changes to certification programs such as LEED. There are other certification programs out there. And so I think what we're seeing right now is more momentum around the industry. There is anticipation that the market will continue to grow as manufacturers of these products that utilize biomaterials or biochemicals for the green building market realize a competitive advantage from working in this space, and more consumers prefer to have green products in their home. So we are seeing some momentum. We are seeing companies that are interested in developing these green product lines.
And aside from the Alberta Biomaterials Development Center, what else is the province of Alberta doing to support this movement?
Well, through the Alberta Biomaterials Development Center, what we've purchased in 2009 was a $4 million fiber processing facility that's located in Vegreville, Alberta. And what that facility allows is for interested companies to utilize hemp or flax fiber to process that fiber and to test how that fiber will perform as they develop their bioproducts. And that facility is open to the public and available for use. We also have another facility located in Edmonton at Agri-Food Discovery Place, which supports utilizing the whole crop to create bioproducts. So there is some investment that continues to happen in this area. It extends beyond biomaterials. It extends into biochemicals and biofuels as well, although I don't work in that area.
Ruth, you've got this workshop coming up. How is registration?
Registration is going quite well. I am interested in attracting more businesses to the event that want to learn about how they can access the green building market in Alberta and what opportunities and challenges exist.
And how do people get in touch?
They can link into the event or register for the event through our website, which is www.albertabiomaterials.ca.
Great. Thank you very much, Ruth.
Thank you.